请大家先翻开圣经路加福音。
First turn to the Bible, book of Luke.
第八章四十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 41.
路加福音第八章四十一节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 41.
有一个管会堂的名叫耶鲁，来俯伏在耶稣脚前。求耶稣到他家里去，四十二节。
42.
因他有一个独生女儿，约有十二岁，快要死了。耶稣去的时候，众人就拥挤他。四十三节。
43.
那有个女人患了十二年的血漏，在医生手里花尽了一切的养生的并没有一人能够医好她。四十四节。
44.
他来到耶稣背后。摸着他的衣裳，说是血肉立刻就止住了。四十五节。
45.
耶稣说：“摸我的是谁？”众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说：“夫子，众人拥挤你，举起紧靠着你。”四十六节。
46.
耶稣说：“总有人摸我，因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。”四十七节。
47.
那女人知道。不能够隐藏，就战战兢兢地俯伏在耶稣脚前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得好了，当着众人都说出来。四十八节。
48.
耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。”四十九。
49.
耶稣还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说：“你的女儿死了，不要劳动夫子。”五十节。
50.
耶稣听见就对他说：“不要怕，只要信，您的女儿就必得救。”五十一节。
51.
耶稣到了他的家，除了彼得、约翰、雅各和女儿的父母，不许别人同他进去。五十二节。
52.
那众人都为这女儿哀哭捶胸。耶稣说：“不要哭，她不是死了，是睡着了。”五十三。
53.
他们晓得女儿已经死了，就耻笑耶稣。五十四。
54.
耶稣拉着他的手，呼叫说：“女儿，起来吧。”五十五。
55.
他的灵魂变回来，他就立刻起来。耶稣吩咐给他东西吃。五十六节。
56.
他的父母惊奇得很，耶稣嘱咐他们不要把所做的事告诉人。那这段是很长的记载。
This is a long recording.
那就是故事啊，简单的说也是很感人啊。有个耶鲁是管会堂的，他的独生女儿生病。
And to make this story in a summary is that this ruler of the synagogue, Jairus, has a daughter.
那因为是独生女儿所以他就赶快找托人来找耶稣叫耶稣赶快赶快去医治他。
And because this is his only daughter who was sick, and so he quickly asked Jesus to help.
那他自己本身呢？俯伏在耶稣脚前然后求耶稣能够赶快到他家里去医治他的女儿。
And he himself fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house so that he can heal his daughter.
我们看这个做父亲的当然是很着急。
And as we know, as a father, he is very anxious.
当然恨不得他那个主耶稣就赶快去。
And he really wanted Jesus to quickly go over to his house.
可是在这个时候，突然有个女人他自己也有病患了十二年的血漏来找主耶稣。
But at the same time, there is a woman having the flow of blood for 12 years also came to see help from Jesus.
所以这个当中也拖延了一些时间。
And so in this incident, there was some time spent.
那等到这个事件结束以后
，And so after this incident was passed,
就有人从他的家里上。赶快到主耶稣的现场，告诉女儿的父亲耶鲁说：“你的女儿已经死了不用再麻烦耶稣到你的家里。”
And so someone came from the house and tell the multitude that they don't need to go because the daughter has already died.
那我们想想，这个当时父亲的心情啊，是很难受的。
And we can imagine how deeply and sad the heart of the father.
那简直啊是不能够接受。
And to the point that he cannot accept this result.
因为这是他的独生女儿。
Because this is his only daughter.
那现在已经死了。
And now she has died.
所以主耶稣也听到这个消息。
And Lord Jesus also heard about this news.
他主耶稣也知道啊，作为父亲内心的感受。
And he can also relate to the feeling of the father.
这个时候父亲呢，他心里面是多么的惊恐。
And we can imagine how afraid the heart of the father.
因为死了啊，就是结束，一切的结束。
Because once the life is dead, there is no hope.
也就是说，他的女儿会永远的离开他。
In other words, his daughter will forever be apart from him.
再也回不来了。
And there is no return.
那他可能是也责备自己说，他那个时候为什么要离开他的女儿啊？没有见他最后的一面。
He may also chastise himself that why he couldn't.See his daughter for the last time.
所以又自责又害怕。
And he was rebuking himself at the same time, was also very afraid.
但是主耶稣告诉他不要怕，只要信。
But Lord Jesus told him, do not be afraid, but only believe.
啊，你的女儿就必得救。
And she will be made well.
啊，但没有说你的女儿就会活过来呀。
And he didn't say that your daughter will be alive again.
所以当主耶稣说这句话的时候，可能耶稣啊，他也听不到明白。
So when Jesus said this phrase, Jairus may not fully understand.
但只是告诉他说啊，啊不要怕，只要信。
Because Jesus only told him, "Do not be afraid, but only believe."
因为害怕是人之常情。
Fear is the nature of man's heart.
啊，这个是显示人的软弱。
Because this shows the weakness of man.
而显示人的极限。
And also shows the limitation of man.
因为耶鲁他是管理会堂的人。
Jairus is the ruler of the synagogue.
所以他也经常在圣殿，在这个会堂里头来服侍。
And so oftentimes he would serve inside the chapel, the synagogue.
啊，他可能也是。这个负责人之一啊，就是管理会堂委员会的委员之一。
He may be just one of those who serve inside the synagogue.
那在以前的年代，这个会堂也就是犹太人他们的生活的中心。
And in the old time, synagogue is also the center of the Jewish lives.
所以换句话说，管理会堂的人啊，同时也就是这个社区的管理人。
And so being a ruler in the synagogue also means that he is a ruler of their surrounding culture and environment.
也是相当受人的尊敬。
And is greatly respected.
可是不管他多么的虔诚，也是救不了他的女儿。
But no matter how devout his faith is, he cannot save his daughter.
所以人是非常的渺小。
So we can see how limited madness.
然后，但是就在这个时候啊，神就啊，主耶稣就安慰他说：“不要怕，只要信。”
So at this time, Lord Jesus comforted him by saying, "Do not be afraid, only believe."
那当然怕啊，我们有的人是啊，怕蛇啊，怕虫啊，怕高处啊，啊，怕水。
And some people may be afraid of a snake or bugs or high ground or water.
那不管是怕哪一样，
it doesn't matter what we are afraid of.
那我们所害怕的这些东西啊，不管是哪一样，这些东西都是有个共同点。
All these things have one common thing.
也就是有个潜在的危险。
Which has a potential danger.
那蛇也有潜在危险的，毒蛇也是很危险的。
Because a serpent that that is poisonous has contains danger.
那要虫是具有毒性，也是很危险的。
A bug may also be poisonous, and so it may also have some danger.
那水也有它潜在的危险性呢。
Water also has a potential danger.
那危险的终点啊，就是死亡。
And the end of this danger is a death.
它是害怕，其实也是神所赏赐给人啊一个求生的本领本能呢。
Being afraid is also a gift from God so that we can survive.
有人怕死，那他当然看到死就回避，就不要去理他。
And so if someone who is afraid of the snake, and then when he sees one, then he will just flee and stay away.
有人怕水，那他就不要去海边游泳。
Whoever is afraid of water, then they will just not go to the ocean to swim.
那他就不会去深海里钓鱼啊。
Or go to the deep ocean to fish. So naturally, they will try to avoid all these potential dangers. So man may be afraid, but this is a nature for them to survive. So why do men have this fear? As we just mentioned, that the end of this danger is death, and because everyone is afraid of death. Because death is the end of all things.
像这个女儿，她可能是很可爱啊，是啊，这个爸爸的甜心女儿啊。
Perhaps this daughter is the sweetheart of the father.
但是现在他们只能不再甜心，就没有办法再看到女儿的笑容。
But this time, he can no longer see the smiles from his daughter.
因为已经结束了。
Because it has ended.
那人为什么会怕死？
So why do men fear death?
因为有很多人他不知道死后的世界，所以对于死后是一个未知的世界。
Because they do not know the worlds that will come after they die.
那圣经记载说，死后还要审判。
And the Bible also says that after death there is judgment.
说有的人虽然生前他不信耶稣，不相信有审判，有天堂，有地狱。
Some people may not believe God, and therefore they do not believe there is heaven and hell.
那可能在死亡的那一刹那啊，他内心中啊充满着恐惧，因为死后可能有审判呢。
But at the moment of death, they may have this fear because they may realize that there is judgment at the end.
啊，有个姐妹哈，她信主以前啊，她的先生啊就是罹患肝癌。
Her sister, before she believed, her husband has this liver cancer. And before her husband passed away, she was deeply afraid. Because they do not know where they would go after. And there is so much unknown. And so their hearts were deeply afraid.
也就死以前，他就告诉妻子说：“你一定要去找教会。”
So before he passed away, he instructed his wife to find a church.
啊，至少你要有个信仰啊。
And he instructed her that at least you have a religion.
啊，你不要像我一样没有信仰。
And you should not be like me without a religion.
现在面临死亡，非常的惧怕。
Now I face death, and it is very dreadful.
所以他的妻子啊，就要听先生的劝告。
And so the wife listened to his to her husband and found a church.
那以后就翻开电话本啊，就找一间教会。
And so she opened a blue book and tried to find a local church to call.
那当电话本有很多各种不同的教派。
And there are many denominations in the blue, in the yellow book.
但是当他翻开电话本的时候，他第一个就是看到真耶稣教会。
But the first church that she saw was a True Jesus Church.
所以他说来教会来查考道理。
And so she went and studied the Bible.
查考道理以后，他都知道他先生要死亡之前为什么那么的惧怕。
And after she studied, she realized why her husband was so afraid before he died.
因为死后还有一个审判。
Because after death there is judgment.
那人那假设怕一个人，他是怕一个东西，那可能就会听那个人的使唤，因为怕他。
And if someone is afraid of something or someone, and then he or she will listen to the person.
比如说小孩子，假设怕父母亲啊，那父母就很威严，那他看起来是大人呢。
For example, a child will listen to his parent because they have the authority.
所以就会听父母亲的话。
So they will obey the parents.
那一般的人呢，也是很害怕警察。
And most people will be afraid of the cops.
尤其很多警察聚在一起的时候，要行使公权力大家都喊出呐喊很大声啊，也会让人害怕。
And especially when a group of policemen gather all together and try to exercise their authority, and then they may be really forceful.
所以一些人啊，他们就会听从警察的命令。
So most people will listen to the commands of policemen.
请看希伯来书的十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第二章十四节
，verse 14。
第二章十四节
，chapter 2, verse 14。
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。十五节
，15。
那并要释放那一些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人那我们刚所提的。其实啊，死是跟罪是一体的。
As we mentioned, death has a direct relationship with sin.
因为掌死权的就是魔鬼。
Because those who have the authority of sin is Satan.
那就是因为有犯罪有罪，那罪的工价就是死亡。
And because there is sin, and then the end of sin is death.
说怕死，那换句话说，怕谁呢？就是怕掌死权的这个罪啊。
And to be afraid of death is to be afraid of this sin that's behind the death.
那就会顺从魔鬼，就顺从罪的引导。
And therefore they will obey the Satan and obey the guidance of the sin.
那我们刚刚提过，人都有一个害怕的本能。
And as we also mentioned, that we all have this nature of being afraid.
那怕的话，就是要寻找一个解决的方法。
And as we're afraid, we would want to find a solution.
比较怕水的话，解决的方法就是不要接近水就好了。
If we are afraid of water, then we will try to avoid water.
就不会有被水溺毙的这种潜在的危险。
So that we will not be potentially being drowned.
所以一样的神也就提供一个方法让人远离这个潜在的危险让人远离死亡
So at the same time God also provide a way for us to stay away from this danger stay away from this death
那这个方法就是相信他相信神
This way is to believe him and believe in God
也就是主耶稣所讲的只要信不要怕
Which is what Lord Jesus said, only believe, do not be afraid.
所以相信就是克服害怕的唯一的方法。
So to believe is the only way to solve this fear.
就是远离潜在的危险，远离死亡的唯一的方法就是相信。
And which is the only way to stay away from danger, stay away from death.
所以主耶稣才告诉耶稣说：“你的女儿不要怕，主要是你的女儿必定复活。”
That is why Lord Jesus said to Jairus, "Do not be afraid, only believe. For so then your daughter will make well."
真的，耶稣到后来就让他的女儿复活了。
So at the end, Lord Jesus resurrected his daughter.
所以复活这件事情呢，就是要让耶稣得到最大的荣耀。
The resurrection itself is so that Lord Jesus can receive this greatest glory.
我们请看约翰福音的十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章的第一节。
John chapter 11 verse 1.
约翰福音十一章的第一节。
John chapter 11 verse 1.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。第二节。
Verse two。
那这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹足，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉撒路是她的兄弟。第三节。
Verse three。
那她姐妹两个人就打发去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”第四节。
Verse four。
耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”那其实这个情节跟刚刚我们所看的亚鲁的女儿啊得病快要死了的那个情节是一样的。
So this incident is the same as Jairus' daughter's incident.
两个人都生病了。
Both of them were sick.
啊，拉撒路也生病了，亚鲁的女儿也生病了。
Lazarus was sick, same as Jairus' daughter.
啊，这个不是小病，这可能是很严重的病。
This is not a small sickness. This is a very serious.
啊，是会致死啊，这个导致啊生理上死亡的这种病。
This sickness will actually lead them to die of their life.
啊，所以后来啊，亚鲁的女儿啊死了。
And so Jairus' daughter was dead.
啊，现在拉撒路，我们看故事的结局啊，他也死了。
And if we read on the story of Lazarus, he also died.
啊，当对于人来说啊，这是一个绝望，也就没有希望，一切的结束。
In the eyes of man, this is the end. This there is no hope after death.
但是在神的眼中看起来并不是一个结束。
But in the eyes of Lord Jesus, this is not the end.
而是一个故事的开始。
This is a story of the beginning of the story.
以人的角度来看，是故事的结束了。
In the eyes of man, this is the end of the story.
它是对神来说才是一个开始而已。
But for God, this is just the beginning.
因为这是要让神让他的独生儿子耶稣基督得荣耀的一个开始。
Because this is the beginning, so that the Son of God may receive this glory.
啊，所以我们刚刚所看的耶稣的女儿，她就复活了。
And so, as we know that Jairus' daughter was resurrected, because the power of Lord Jesus, the power of God, was able to revive her.
啊，但是这个是一个过程，从死亡到要复活，这个就是人啊，这个神要让人有机会来相信他。
So this is a process where God allowed a man.To understand that they need to believe in God.
让神得到荣耀，让人得到平安的一个方法。
To allow Jesus to receive this glory and allow men to have this peace in their hearts.
好，我们再请继续看约翰福音的十一章。
Let's continue to read John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章的。三十九节
，John chapter 11 verse 39。
十一章三十九节
，Chapter 11 verse 39。
耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”那死人的姐姐马大对他说：“主啊，他现在必是错了，因为他已经死了四天了。”四十节
，40。
耶稣说：“我不是对你们说过吗？你们若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”所以要看到神的荣耀的方法就是信。
So in order to see the glory of God is to believe.
啊，就神提供人一个方法，就是要相信。
God gave man a way is to believe.
啊，就是死了也可以从死里复活。
Even death, he can be resurrected.
所以英文叫做能够使这个作者翻转呢。
And in English term. We can refer it as we can turn the table around.
啊，从绝望啊到有希望。
From hopelessness to having hope.
我们再继续看四十一节。
This read verse 41.
他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。”四十二节。
42.
我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人。叫他们信你是差的我来。四十三节。
43.
那说了这话，就大声呼叫说：“拉撒路出来！”四十四节。
44.
那死人就出来了，手脚里裹着布，脸上包着锁巾。耶稣对他们说：“解开，叫他走，就释放他自由。
”Which is to release him. so that he can be free.
啊，因为我们刚刚所提到的嘛，人怕死，怕死的话就会成为他的奴仆。
And as we mentioned earlier, once man is afraid of death, they will be the bondage of death or sin.
啊，现在耶稣基督叫人把拉撒路解开的，让他从死里复活，解开叫他走。
And Lord Jesus has resurrected Lazarus and release him so that he can be let go.
所以我们都要记住哈。
So we must remember.
啊，害怕是人的本能。
To be afraid is a nature of man.
也是人的一个天性，大家都会害怕的。
Because everyone would be afraid.
啊，但是神提供我们有个方法。
But God give us a method.
就只要信啊，能够来寻找神。
Which is to believe and seek after God.
所以克服害怕，害怕的唯一的解药就是来寻找神。
So the only way to overcome this fear of our heart is to seek after God.
因为我们人生啊，充满了各种不同的害怕。
Because in our life, we may have all different kinds of fears.
有的人提到啊，考试就非常害怕。
Some may have this fear when they hear the word test.
有的人提到面试也会很害怕。
Some people may be afraid when they hear this word interview.
啊，就是有人说要来上台做见证，哎，也害怕。
And some people may be afraid when they were being asked to testify.
啊，不管害怕哪一样。
Doesn't matter what we are afraid of.
啊，我们一定要来寻找神。
We must seek after God.
啊，我在读神学院的时候。
When I was in TTP,
那时候在伯恩教会学习。
I was at Bowen Park Church and to study.
那有个晚上说有一个查经聚会那叫我们神学生去参加。
And there's one night, there's a Bible study, and we were asked to attend the Bible study.
那个查经聚会听说很多年轻人都是年轻人，所以说要用什么英文讲
And I heard that in that group there were many young people, and so it required us to speak in English.
我就指定啊，指定我要去那里做见证啊。
And so they assigned me to go there and testify.
哇，那一路上坐在车上都很不安呐。
And so on the way to the Bible study in the car, I was very anxious.
哇，那心脏跳像砰砰砰，嚯，你可以听到。
I could hear my own heartbeat.
啊，所以在车上啊，在一路上就祷告。
So on the way there in the car, I started praying.
啊，在惧怕的时候就寻找神。
And when I was afraid, then I started seek after God.
那自己在心中默祷大概一阵子以后。
And so after praying in my heart for some time.
啊，突然之间就内心啊感到一阵的平安。
Suddenly, I feel this peace inside my heart.
但是不再害怕。
That I was no longer afraid.
那其实不只是我有这种的体验。
And not just I have this kind of experience.
很多人都有这种的体验。
Many others also have this same experience.
包括约沙法。
Including Jehoshaphat.
我们请看历代志下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicle.
历代志下。
Second Chronicle.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
历代志下二十章的第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
此后摩押人和亚门人又着米乌尼人一同来攻击约沙法。我们看三国联军要来攻击约沙法。
So there were three nations all gathered together to attack against Jehoshaphat.
说第二节。
Verse 2.
又有人来报告约沙法说从海外亚兰那边呢有大军来攻击你这个叫形容大军呐。
And so there is a great multitude coming against you.
那第三节
，verse three，
那约沙法便惧怕，哇，当然是会害怕。
And of course, as a man, they will be afraid.
那联军很多国的军队要来攻击他，他当然会害怕。
Nations all gather to attack him, and of course he will be afraid.
所以害怕，但是要怎么来避免害怕
？But how to avoid this fear？
所以他就定义要寻求神在犹大地就宣告禁食。
So he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah。
第四节
，verse four。
于是犹大人就聚集求神帮助，犹大各城都有人出来寻求神。 所以克服害怕的方法是什么？
So what is the way to overcome this fear?
就寻找神啊。
Which is to seek after the Lord.
所以当我们在日常生活当中，有些事情让我们惧怕，让我们恐慌，那我们就要祷告来寻找神。
So in our life, we may face different fears. So the way to overcome it is to seek after God.
因为这是唯一的方法。
This is the only way.
所以主耶稣说，只要信啊，已经讲了，只要信，不要怕。
And that's why Lord Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, only believe."
那信当然就是一种选择。
To believe is a choice.
我们可以选择相信，但是也可以选择不相信。
We can choose to believe and also choose not to believe.
我们看但以理啊，他以前是被掳到巴比伦的地方，年轻的时候就被掳了。
And we know Daniel, he was being captive in the land of Babylon since young.
掳到巴比伦以后
，and after he was captured,
他就接受嘛巴比伦正统的教育。
And he accepted the education, the official education from the land of Babylon.
哦，好像移民到美国来，我们小孩子那就在这里呢接受正统的教育，正规的教育。
Just like how we immigrated to America, and then our children would then study and be educated in American school.
所以我们的孩子就对这里的风俗习惯，我们都非常熟悉呀。
And so our children will then be very familiar with the culture in the U.S.
啊，比我们大人更熟悉。
More familiar than us adults.
说但以理也是一样。
So Daniel is the same.
年轻的时候就被掳到巴比伦，在当地啊接受啊正规的教育。
And since young, he was being captured by Babylonian, and then received the education.
所以巴比伦的环境就是充斥着一个偶像啊名利。金钱诱惑的一个环境。
The environment of Babylon is filled with the temptations of status and money.
但是他选择相信他所以前在以色列地所拜的真神。
And also idols. But he only worship this only true God.
因为他的环境，他的教育就叫他，哎呀，不要再拜真神，就拜这些偶像，我们这里的文化。
Even though his education tells him that you don't need to worship this only one true God, but instead you should worship all these idols.
所以在杀身危险，这种杀身的患难临到他头上的时候。
So at a point where he was about to lose his life,
他仍然选择相信。
He still choose to believe.
所以他就邀请他的其他三个朋友。一起来祷告，求神指示他们啊，这个巴比伦王所做一个梦的内容。
So he invited his three best friends to pray together and also seek after God so that they can understand the dreams that are from the king.
那结果真的就蒙神的垂听。
And they were listened.
他有了这个经历以后
，and because of this experience，
那更加深了他对比神的相信，对比神的信赖。
And they deeply rooted their faith so that they can believe in God even more.
所以他就选择继续的相信神。
So they choose to continue to believe in God.
啊，就是他已经被丢到那个狮子坑里头了。
Even when he was being thrown into the lion's den.
他还是继续选择相信。
He still choose to believe.
他被丢到狮子坑里头的时候
，When he was inside lion's den,
他内心还是充满着平安呢。
His heart was still filled with peace.
我们刚刚提过，克服害怕唯一的方法就是选择相信。
As we mentioned earlier, the only way to overcome this fear in our heart is to believe.
那选择寻找神
，and to choose.And seek after the Lord.
所以我们今天也是一样啊。
So today, we need to be the same.
啊，面对危险、面对惧怕的时候啊，就是要选择相信神，选择来寻找神。
When we face a danger, we need to choose to believe in God.
因为信啊，也就是一种建立关系的基础。
Because having this belief is a foundation of this relationship.
那我们要跟人际之间有一个良好的关系。
And in order for us to have a good relationship with someone,
啊，这个关系还包括亲子关系，包括夫妻之间的关系。
So this relationship includes father and son as well as between spouses.
就是建立在这个相信的基础上。
Which is to established through this belief.
就是信任嘛，两个互相信任。
That each other can trust one another.
所以我们对神也是一样。
So we need to have the same concept toward God.
对神要建立一个良好的关系。
To establish a good relationship with God.
也是要相信嘛，信任神。
And that we must believe in Him.
这个信心呢，是也是神的赏赐。
This belief, this faith is also given by God.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
第三章。
Book of Acts, chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Book of Acts, chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节
，16，
我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识的这人健壮的，正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全人好了。那这里是提到一个生来做瘸腿的人那得到主的医治。
And here it talks about this person who was lame since young, and then was healed.
那当时大家都认为啊，是因为使徒们的能力还有虔诚，才使这个人啊能够起来行走。
Most people, they believe that this is the power of these the apostles, so that he was able to be healed.
但使徒们啊，他们否认，他不是啊，不是这样子的。
But the apostle deny that this is their own doing.
是因为神所赏赐这个人有信心。
It is because God give this person to have faith.
所以信心就是神赏赐。
So this faith is a given.
我们再请看罗马书的十二章。
Let's also turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章的第三节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
十二章第三节。
Chapter 12, verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩啊，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。这里提到信心大小是神按照个人赏赐给大家。
And so the measure of death of faith is given by God depending on each person.
但是信心的话，有那么一点点信心呢，单纯的信心，那神就会成就，神就会帮助。
If you have a small faith, then God will fulfill based on your belief.
再继续看罗马这个哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书十二章第九节。
Chapter 12, verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐所以信心呢，我们刚刚所提的经角的信心是神所赏赐的。
And as we mentioned earlier, that faith is given by God.
但是当人赏赐给人信心的时候，我们有选择去接受，还是选择不接受？
But when God gives this faith to man, a man has the choice to accept it or not.
所以有些人很容易相信，有些人不容易相信。
So some people may will be easily believe, and some people may not.
那虽然是一样的神迹一样的神迹，但是有人选择相信，有人选择不相信。
Because under the same miracle, some people choose to believe, some people don't.
所以有的时候神给大家机会都是一样的。
So God give us all the same opportunity.
也就是神把永生就放在大家的心里。
Because God put this eternal life in all of our hearts.
但是有人选择了不接受。
But some people choose not to accept.
所以信呢是神所赏赐，但是呢也是一种选择，我们人啊选择接受还是不接受。
So faith is given by God, but at the same time we have the option to accept and choose.
他当时主耶稣他行了很多神迹奇事。
And at the time, Lord Jesus performed many miracles.
有人就相信，就接受了。
Some people believe and accept.
有人不接受。
But some don't.
因为这个神迹，也就是神要开启人眼睛的一个方法。
Because all these miracles is just one of the ways so that they can open the eyes of their heart.
而是要让人来接受他的一个方法。
And also a way so that a man can accept the Lord Jesus.
所以就是神给大家一个机会啊，让大家有机会来认识他。
So God gave the same opportunity for everyone to understand him.
所以信心呢，神会赏赐给人的。
So this faith will be given by God.
而且神是希望大家都能够相信。
Because he desired that all men to believe in him.
And
because he desired all men to be saved.
但是有人选择他不接受。
But some people choose not to accept.
所以我们看那个在地狱里头，在阴间里头的那是的这个财主啊。
So the rich man who was in Hades.
因为他在阴间里头受痛苦。
Because he was suffering in Hades.
所以他说求亚伯拉罕啊，能够派遣一个人啊，去传福音给他，还有五个兄弟听啊。
So he begged Abraham to give him some water and also send someone to the house of his brothers to send some message.
哦，那他们一定听的。
And so that they will listen for sure.
但是亚伯拉罕说，假如不听的话，就是从死人从死里复活也是不听的。
But Abraham replied that they will not listen even if there is a miracle such as resurrection.
因为他们把这个心门都关起来了。
Because they have closed the door of their heart.
他们选择不听。
Because they choose not to listen.
啊，神就是要给他们一个机会，能够接受，但是他们选择不要。
And God gave them this opportunity, but then they choose not to accept and believe.
啊，所以我们一定要告诉自己哈。
So we must tell ourselves.
我们一定要选择相信。
We must choose to believe.
当我们选择相信的时候
，When we choose to believe,
让神更快打开我们的心，能来接受他的恩典。
God will open our heart so that we can all receive His blessings.
那当我们选择相信以后
，And after we choose to believe,
我们就不会再害怕。
We will no longer be afraid.
相反的，我们就会刚强壮胆。
In other words, we will have this courage.
啊，我们请看约书亚记。
Let's turn to Joshua.
第一章第九节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 9.
约书亚记第一章第九节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 9.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，主你的神必与你同在。第十节。
Verse ten。
那于是约书亚吩咐百姓的官长说：“你要左遍营中，吩咐百姓说，当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过这约旦河，进去得主你们神赐给你们为业之地。”啊。
Verse 11。
你看当时啊。神的鼓励说不要害怕，要刚强壮胆。
So when God encouraged Joshua to be strong and of good courage,
因为神啊与你们同在。
Because the Lord will be with you.
这是一个信心的呐喊呢。
This is a proclamation of faith.
所以信心所产生出来的能力就是刚强壮胆。
So the power that's generated from this faith is a strong and courage.
那多刚强呢？
And how strong is it?
第十节就说，约书亚听到这个信心的勉励以后
，In verse ten, after Joshua listened or received this encouragement of God,
就宣布哦，当场宣布说，在三日之内我们要过约旦河。
He commanded the officer that in 3 days we shall cross over the Jordan.
哦，我们想想当时那么多的百姓
，And this thing about this at the time there were so many.People.
要过约旦河已经经过快四十年时间，都还没有办法过去。
Since 40 years, we have not been able to cross over this Jordan.
但是现在不一样。
But this time is different.
因为有这一个啊信心的呐喊，有信心的鼓励。
Because we receive this encouragement of faith.
它就产生这信心的威力。
And so it grants them this power.
要刚强壮胆呐。
To be strong and of good courage.
他说宣布说三年之内我们要过约旦河。
So he proclaimed that within 3 days they will cross this Jordan River.
什么方法都还没有想出来。
And they did not even think about how or what way.
也没有什么计划。
They did not even plan.
也没有什么准备。
There is no preparation.
他说凭着信心宣告说三年之内要过约旦河。
Just through faith, they proclaim they will cross within 3 days.
所以我们经常说出信心的言语呀。
So we need to often have the words of faith.
啊，不要说哎呀，我看到这个事情很困难哦，有办法吗？这个很困难，那个也很困难。
And we should not discourage ourselves by saying this is hard, that is hard.
啊，你说越困难，人听了越觉得害怕。
And the more we feel it's hard, then the more fear we have.
啊，本来他可能有点信心呢，现在听到说很困难啊，没有什么希望，这个希望渺小啊。
Maybe someone may have little faith, but after hearing you say so, then they will have this hopelessness.
那我们假设说的这种话是在侵蚀啊，腐蚀人家的信心呢？
Because all these words is to eroded the heart.
所以我们一定啊要建立别人的信心。
So we must help and establish others' faith.
要讲出信心的言语。
And we need to speak the words of faith.
这个信心的言语将产生很大的威力呀。
And this words of faith will create this great power.
让约书亚啊，在没有准备情况之下，他有信心说三年之内我们要过约旦河。
That allow Joshua, without any preparation, proclaim that they will cross the river within 3 days.
所以信心是代表能力的。
So faith carries power.
信心能够超越现实的环境。
Faith can overcome our current environment and surroundings.
以人的看法，要过约旦河是很不容易的，因为是河水涨过两岸呢。
In the eyes of men, it is difficult for men to cross over. This river Jordan because they did not prepare any boat.
就凭着神言语的信的呐喊呐，
But just through this proclamation from the Lord.
只要信，不要怕。
Do not be afraid, only believe.
所以信心能够让我们看到肉眼所看不到的新天新地。
So this faith can allow us to.See this new heaven and earth that is that cannot be seen without physical eyes.
让我们能够看到神的道路。
That allow us to see this way of God.
让我们看到神的应许与预备。
Allow us to see this God's promise and His preparation.
好，那最后我们请看列王记下。
Let's lastly turn to 2 Kings.
列王记下第六章十六节。
2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16.
列王记下第六章的十六节。
Second Kings chapter 6 verse 16.
我们从第五节十五节看啊，十五节。
Start from 15.
神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。仆人对神人说：“哎哉，我主啊，我们怎么行才好呢？”十六节。
16.
那神人就说：“不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。”十七节。
17.
以利沙就祷告神说：“主啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”神就开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕着以利沙。所以这个很奇妙的一个记载呀。
So this is a miraculous recording.
本来神的仆人也是非常惧怕。
At this, at one point, the servant of God was very afraid.
看到那么多的人围绕着他们。
And he saw many surrounding.
因为他是凭着肉眼来看。
Because he was using his own physical eyes.
但现在神人以利沙就祷告说：“主啊，你看这个少年人的眼目。”
But this a man of God allow him to open his eyes.
结果神真的就开了少年人属灵的眼睛。
And so God allowed the servant to able to see this great chariot.
因为他听到以利沙信心的言语呀。
Because he heard the words of faith from Elisha.
说他的信心用他的肉眼啊看到属灵的事物。
And from through his faith, he was able to see all these things.
他说看到神的预备，哇，神预备了那么多的人来帮助我们。
And he was able to see the preparation from God that there were even more people.
所以他就不再害怕了。
And so then he was no longer afraid.
啊，所以主耶稣所讲的，只要信，不要怕。
Just as Lord Jesus said, "Don't be afraid." But only believe.
我们一定要寻找神。
We must seek after the Lord.
我们平时要多说一些哈，要训练自己多说一些信心的言语。
We also need to train ourselves to often say words of encouragement and words of faith.
我们多祷告啊，多读圣经。
And to read the Bible more and also pray more.
把这些信心言语都能够记在心里头。
So that we can all remember all these words of encouragement and faith.
有一天需要的时候。
And when one day, when we need it,
它就会产生莫大的能力。
Those words will generate this great power.
让我们刚强壮胆。
So that we can be strong and of good courage.
让我们看到神的预备。
And so that we can truly see the preparation from the Lord.
153首,
singing number 153.